At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
One in the books, two to go. Second hour of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. And in the second hour of the show, if you've been listening from the very get-go, you will know that in this hour, we are going to give you a chance to win two tickets to see Ice Cube next week, House of Blues. Going to be next Thursday, the 14th. So stay tuned. In this hour, two tickets to see Cube.
Yeah, somebody asked us, could we do it in a way that the streamers have a chance as well? The only way to do that is like caller number 50, right?
As long as Radu is on the computer.
Radu is not on. Who's out there today?
David.
David is out there?
Yeah. 55. Intern David. I mean, you could do 20.
And we'll go 50.
Okay.
50, yeah, I think 50 is fair. We'll go 50. That way the streamers have a chance to get in on it.
Caller number 50.
Yeah. Not now. Not now.
This hour.
It'll be this hour. Right. You don't know when, but yes, caller number 50 is going to get Ice Cube tickets. So
the lovers, the streamers, and me.
Thank you,
Kermit. Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Thank you, Kermit.
The streamers.
Somebody said, is Barry going to get his feminine side again for Way Back Wednesday since it's International Women's Day this Friday? I'm never going to live that day down. I'm never, ever...
Should you, though?
No, probably not.
I'm just asking.
I played Cyndi Lauper and Whitney Houston. Of course I should never be allowed to forget that.
Not to mention you guys
that was
on
awful.
Your Katy Perry. Nick is on his...
Sir, I will...
See?
Don't you dare disparage Katy Perry. I will smite you right here on the air.
Most Twitter don't followers in the world, I believe.
Do you know who Katy has the most Perry? Instagram followers?
What
probably
about
a Kylie Jenner, one of the Kardashians. One of the who?
Taylor Swift, no, not the Kardashians. The chick with the flat ass you love.
I'm pretty sure it's Katy Perry. I'm pretty sure Katy Perry has the most Twitter followers.
No, I'm talking Instagram, though. I don't know about Twitter.
Instagram, I think it's Kylie Jenner, but I could be wrong.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, that's right. We had this discussion, haven't we?
Oh, I don't think so. I just remember reading about it. I think it's Ariana Grande.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah.
Especially with her album and everything.
Yeah.
It's a double album.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you listened? I haven't listened yet.
You copped the album, Joel?
No, because the Rod and the Rockets games, they talk about it. And Craig always tries to be funny, saying he's a huge fan. And then when they do the home games, Worrell talks about how big of a concert, and he can't wait to go. And I'm just like, okay, Craig, you might be able to believe Bill and Ariana Grande are not a match made in heaven. That's not going to happen.
Yes, I agree with that. Real quick, just to put a bow on the free agent stuff that we talked about, I want to plug Jermaine Every's article.
Yes.
He wrote a potential Texans 2019 free agent targets article for Sports Map. He's got four listed. I'm not going to spoil it for you. You have to go click on it. But I agree with three of them. I'm not down with one of them, and I won't tell you which until you guys go read the article. So
Okay. Check
that out. But I think he did pretty well. Also, breaking news. Somebody alerted us to this, but apparently NASA's had a plane crash at Ellington Airport. No injuries reported yet, but KHOU says it's a developing story.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yes, the fact that there's no injuries is always a good thing.
Because we, with plane crashes around here lately,
man,
it's
that one with
scary.
Amazon.
Yeah, they just finally got the voice recorders. They finally recovered the third body.
Yeah,
crazy.
Somebody texted the show and said, "Hey Barry, what do you think of Stormy Daniels at the joke joint? And are you going?" So I don't know if you guys know this or not, but this has been a big deal in the comedy community.
I heard that. I've heard it through you. All the stories through you.
I heard Radu too.
People are pretty upset that Stormy Daniels is getting to headline comedy clubs around the country, and she's starting her tour here in Houston at the joke joint March 20th. So I will first say that as a man of opportunity, I've already reached out and I'm trying to get her on the show. So
there you go.
Yeah, I'm efforting Stormy Daniels as an interview on the show, try to bring her in studio. So that's in the works right now. I've already talked to Ken about it. But as far as her at the joke joint and do I have a problem with it? I don't. And I'll tell you why. There's a lot of comics that are upset that she's doing this. Oh, you're just taking away stage time from legitimate comics that have been putting in the work. Really? Well, unless you were scheduled to headline the joke joint on Wednesday, March 20th at 8 p.m., and I'll remind you, they have two rooms, so you could still headline the other room if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. She's not taking any stage time away from you at all. If this were a weekend thing, it's a little bit different. But when comedy clubs go out and book these kinds of acts on an off night to sell some tickets and to put some butts in seats, I don't have a problem with that. You know why? Because it means the comedy club is making money, which means the clubs are going to be around longer, which means I get work. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but comedy clubs, it's not like it used to be. There's clubs that are starting to die off. The one that I always work in San Antonio, the River Center Improv, gone. It's shut down. I used to work that five times a year. That's 5 weekends of work that I don't have available to me anymore. So I'm all for these comedy clubs doing this on off nights especially. Now, if you give Stormy Daniels a weekend where – because on a Wednesday, the people that are going to go to see Stormy Daniels are either people that are intrigued to see what she can do or they are a fan of hers. Mm-hmm. So they're going to go anyways. But if you put her on a weekend, that's when real, like, hardcore comedy fans are going to go. And that might be a little bit different because then they're like, oh, this is what comedy is?
Right.
But if you're not mad that former actors are doing stand-up, like, did anyone bitch about Jeremy Piven being able to headline? I never heard a word. If you're not mad that, you know, musicians are doing it, I featured for Kid Reed. No one was upset that he's a feat. So if you're not mad about wrestlers and all these other people that are doing stand-up tours, why are you getting mad now about Stormy Daniels? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Plus, she had to bang Donald Trump to get these, all right? Like, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Like, go bang Donald Trump and then break a confidentiality agreement, and maybe you'll get all these
bookings. And all these opportunities. Yeah. My thing is, if you want to get mad, there's a lot to be mad about if you're a comic. Like, dude, comics are one of the few industries where you don't get a raise. Comics, I mean, in fact, like, the cost of living goes up. The cost to be a comic goes up and travel. But the pay doesn't, and they don't put you up half the time unless you're headlining.
We learned more than anything else. The thing that I learned and took away from you traveling so much is that you drive, you don't fly, they don't pay you, they don't put you up.
No hotel.
A lot of times, that's the crazy thing to me.
Yeah, and that's the things that comics should be bitching about.
Now, if she does a meet and greet and you're nearby, definitely fist bump. Because the fans are going to be, you know, you were talking about a P deal here, but there's going to be fans that are not fans of her comedy that are literally coming for other reasons, and you just need to fist
look, if she's not that good, then maybe people will stop supporting her. And if you still support her because she was a porn star, then shame on you. Like, look, she's either going to make it or she's not.
That's the thing is I remember being at that festival in L.A., and there was a Booker's panel that talked about this. And they were like, look, because comics also, we get upset as comics when non-comics want to do comedy. And the first thing I remind myself is everyone was a non-comic before they started to do it. So everyone's got to put in the work, and she's hired writers. It's not like she's just going up there and telling, you know, stories from the porn industry. She's hired writers. A lot of comics do that. I'm writing for somebody that hired me to write jokes for them. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how this business works. And the fact that she's putting in effort and she's probably done open mics and workshop her jokes and all that, I have no problem with it. Is it a
right?
gimmick? Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt she's not going up there just cold. I'm not saying it's going to be great, but I bet you if you recorded this first session at the joke joint and then her last week, wherever she performs later on, she will have markedly improved over that time because that's how comedy works. The more reps you get, it's just like radio. Mm-hmm. The longer we're on radio, we should be getting better. We should be doing things like when I started 5 years ago, I was awful. And I feel like I'm much better now than I was then. And I still have a long ways to go to get better. But it's all about reps. And comedy's
totally
the same
is.
Way.
It's the same thing. All I did was basketball. And so all I knew was doing NBA basketball. So it's a work in progress for me too. Because it's a totally different animal. But you're right. The more that you're on the air and the more that you get these reps, the better off you become. So, you know, you go from there. I totally agree. The one thing I was going to say is it's almost a shame for Houstonians that are going to judge her to see her on her first show, because I'm sure it's going to take halfway through her tour, however long that tour is, before she starts really feeling comfortable.
Yeah, and I think the thing that cracks me up is guys, I'm not going to mention names, but people that have dogged it, if they had an opportunity to work the show, and if she said, hey, I want to take you on the road on my
they'd be all over
50
it.
City yes, tour, would. Oh, in a heartbeat.
All over it.
Comics, we can be the most hypocritical a-holes on the planet. Everyone should shut their damn mouth.
Joel
about
and I know we
bands.
Work with one.
You bastard.
Yeah, and that's, but here's the thing. Thank the you. Thing is, you realize that a name can do a lot.
Dude, look, we talked about it. If Jeremy Piven
I was just gonna say,
or Kid Reed were like, yo, I've got a 50 city tour coming up. You want to go? Yeah, I totally want to go.
Sure.
If Chingo Bling offers to take me on the road, now, Chingo's legit, though. Chingo is, put. You talk about a guy that it came from a different industry, but has put in the work to become a legitimate comic. That's my point, though. At some point, Chingo Bling had to start as a rapper and say, okay, I'm gonna try comedy. If everyone would have crapped on him, then what would have happened? If he wouldn't have been given a shot because he didn't start as a comic, that wouldn't have been fair. Dude's got a Netflix special. He tours. He's got a fan base. He's got a 45-minute closing set that he can headline any room in the country doing. He's a legitimate comic now. So why would you afford him the opportunity but not somebody like Stormy Daniels? She's got to start somewhere. So I don't know. I just think it's hypocritical. But whatever.
You got the hookup on them tickets or no?
I can get you in. Right, absolutely. Cool. You going to go?
Yeah, I think I do want to check her out.
Okay.
Nick just wants the hugs and handshakes.
You can finally see what she doesn't look like
does
on
she
your
know you?
Laptop
Can I name
screen?
Drop you? Can I name drop you?
And she doesn't know me yet. But if we can get her on the show, she might.
Okay.
In fact, if we get her on the show, you can ask her. Yourself.
It's this weekend, right?
No, March 20th.
No, damn it.
What?
I don't think we can go 20th, can we?
Why?
It's like a Wednesday.
Oh, no, I thought that was the weekend we were out.
We're out next week.
She's doing one night, one show. Or I don't know if it's two shows or one. I'd have to look it up.
Think Michael Avenatti's going to be there, too?
I don't know who that is.
That's her lawyer that has now decided that he's gotten so popular he's going to run for president.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Are
no.
You
that
really?
Guy got all... Again, perfect example of what you're talking about. So that guy hitched his wagon to Stormy Daniels for the whole lawsuit with Trump and the whole thing with the confidential agreement Nick was talking about. And then from there, he said he was going to explore a possible campaign for president. Then he started going out there full board going, I'm running for president.
Yeah, no one.
Or maybe it's just a PR scam, you know? Maybe he's just trying to bring attention
again,
to himself.
Like Barry's talking about, there's not an up-and-coming comedian or a comedian that's really trying to get started that wouldn't hitch their wagon to Stormy Daniels. And no,
nope.
People might not give a rat's ass about comedy, but they're coming to see her, and then I will get out there and I'll get paid.
Yeah, that's how it goes. And it's two shows, the Wednesday, March 20th, 8 o'clock and 10:30. So just let me know which one you want to go to.
Absolutely.
That's for Nick,
yeah,
by
that's
the way.
For,
yeah, not,
and Joel.
Not
Joel's
the
coming
what
with,
I'm just
Joel's
saying, not the listeners
big,
that are going to be lining up going, hey, Barry, you said you can get me two.
Yeah, just Nick. No one else. I mean, if you wanted to go, Joel. Obviously.
I appreciate
we
that.
We won't tell Lisa.
I think Lisa and I'll go.
Yeah, I'm sure she's
probably not
dying to get out there.
Yeah, I don't even want to hear that reaction.
By the way, somebody said... hey, for the streamers, this is what you should do for the Ice Cube tickets. How about you don't tell us what to do?
Exactly.
How about you don't tell us how to run our radio show?
Great suggestion that we are looking out for you.
We're going to do
Why are you so angry, Barry? Why are you so angry?
I'm being very matter of fact. It's not angry. It's matter of fact.
So angry.
Did I give out their number? I don't think so. I'm just suggesting that we're going to do this way. And if you happen to be listening on the stream and you get in, great. If not, look, we tried.
Yeah,
maybe get a radio.
Down the law.
I don't know.
We're looking out for you. We took your suggestion. That's it. Now don't tell us what contest we need to run and what the trivia question should be before you get a chance to be caller 50.
Are we going to do a trivia question?
We could. That
oh,
would get...
that would be even worse because then he'd have to go through 50 answers.
Yeah. Let's think about that. We'll come back.
No, he wouldn't. It'd be the first person to get it right.
No,
right.
It'd be calling. No, you'd have everybody. To get through 50 and then from 50 on.
Yeah.
You'd have to get the right answer.
Wrong.
If 50's wrong, you go to 51.
Wow.
If 51
now
is wrong, you go to 52.
Brutally just... You're just being brutal to the interns.
No, I'm just saying we're giving the guys on the stream a chance.
Okay.
I think that would be fair.
That's fair.
We'll think of a trivia question for Ice Cube.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Okay.
Caller number 50 gets a shot at the trivia question, and then every caller after that.
All right.
I dig that.
We'll be back. Stay tuned. Ice Cube tickets this hour. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
rolling around, rolling along. And away we go to some basketball as we continue to hit the hot topics of a Tuesday in the big city. The Rockets, looking for six in a row, are heading up north. Oh, yeah, you betcha, up in the great white north of Canada.
Canada.
For the organization that has the Raptors as they take in the Rockets tonight, Barry.
I like it.
Kawhi is going to play this time as opposed to last time when they were here and they didn't play him. And it was a bit of a, it was a predicament. But the Raptor is going to be a good test for the Rockets tonight.
I could never live in that part of the country or continent.
I've told people forever and a day, when you have that accent from Canada all the way down into the Midwest, you could be literally a NASA rocket scientist and you could hear someone talk and go, oh, it's like, yeah, it's like you, and really it belittles the person because you almost get the impression that they're like,
I feel like they're doing it on purpose when I hear someone talk like that. No. I'm like, are you trying to aggravate me?
Are you trying to be Harlan Williams or, yeah, it's a weird.
Oh, God, it was outside for 4 hours. The snowblower wouldn't work.
The Rockets, though, is my favorite. The Rockets? Yeah. They're not called the Rockets. They're the Rockets.
So, here, true story. So, I hired Jim Cosimore right after I got the job here with the Rockets. And Jim Cosimore was in Chicago. And he had been working in Chicago. He was born and raised in Chicago. And so, he did the Comets, and then he did the studio show for the Rockets. And I had to call him in, like, within the first couple of broadcasts and go, bro, I don't care if you need like to sit in front of the TV and do whatever, but you got to practice saying Rockets. He goes, what are you talking about? I say Rockets every time. I go, yeah. And people in Houston, Texas don't appreciate you calling them the Rockets.
No.
And he really had to work on it for a while because he just, he didn't even realize. I said, go back and listen to the tapes because he didn't believe me. And he had to go back and listen because he was fine with most everything else. Like, you know, Akeem Olajuwon, he was saying all that, but he would go, yeah, and the Rockets lost their second in a row. I was like, yeah, down south. They're not going to take too kindly to that.
That is too funny.
The Rockets. Yeah. What if he slipped up and called them the Ratchets? Like, what? Like, it would have been bad on the air.
I wish I had a dong on my phone. You would definitely get donged for that.
I was just being honest. I bet you could have slipped up and said that.
Dong!
Here, I'll dong myself.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, you should get that audio right there. I'll dong myself.
Dong!
Thank you very much.
For the Ratchets. Get out of here. Scram, kid. Beat it.
So a good test for them, though. Seriously.
Good test.
Now, the good thing is, normally the Rockets crap the bed in Toronto, but it's normally a Saturday or Sunday afternoon game at noon East Coast time, which means the Rockets have a 11 o'clock tip-off after they've been out in Toronto the night before. And that could be a problem. But I like the fact that this is a good setting. It's a national TV game, so it doesn't start till 7 Central. And it's a really good test because you know Kawhi is going to be put on Harden.
Yep.
And he's going to show off his defensive prowess against the best offensive player in the league. Lowry's got to step up for them. Gordon and or Chris Paul has to continue to do what they've been doing for the Rockets. Should be fun to see this game on TV.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know that there's a hotter team right now in the NBA. I know the Rockets have won 5 in a row, but man, the Raptors are 8-2 over their last 10.
I watched them play the other night when because Portland was the hottest team going at that point. They were not only they had not only won like 4 or 5 in a row, but they were on the road winning games, big time games. So I wanted to see that game, and it got close down the stretch. Kawhi hit the buzzer beater, and the thing that impressed me the most about them was they got a lot of bad calls at home, and they didn't let it get to them. They kept just, hey, press forward, let's go. They had like a 4-point lead with less than a minute to play, and suddenly it was gone, and a couple bad calls gave them a chance to tie. They did. And you go, oh, this is a veteran team doesn't crumble, but an inexperienced team would crumble. I say a year ago when they had DeMar DeRozan, they might have crumbled.
Mm-hmm.
But with Kawhi, Danny Green, some of the guys they had on the floor.
Gasol.
Great point. And Gasol, another veteran they picked up. And here's the other thing. We talked about the fact that Daryl missed on Kawhi. But the thing is, Toronto didn't miss on some of the guys they've drafted. You talk about Fred VanVleet, who's hurt right now, but he's a really good point guard. But Siakam, that dude could be a star in this league.
He can play. Mm-hmm. He can ball.
He has gotten better and better. And now, I think over his last month, he's averaging something like 20-something points a game. Dude is killing it for them.
Yeah, and they got him at a really good deal, too. He's a first-round pick. So he's probably going to get paid after next year, but that guy can ball for
sure.
That's
what I mean. They hit the home run by getting him as a pick. They're going to keep him under contract on a rookie deal, and he keeps getting better.
As good as Toronto is, too, I mean, to me, two keys for this game is obviously three-pointers and rebounding. And Toronto is not great at either one of those. The Rockets are a worse rebounding team than the Raptors are, but much better and much more efficient at shooting the threes. And I think, I mean, that's going to be the key for most Rockets games. But it's interesting when you've got a team as good as Toronto is, when you look up at the stats and they're 18th in the league in rebounding, not a great rebounding team.
No.
So, no. And you look at it, Gasol, for as talented as he is offensively, he doesn't really crash the boards. You look at Ibaka. Ibaka's now that he's wanting to be the stretch four and he's more enamored with shooting threes, he's not around the basket. Because you remember with OKC, he was a shot blocker and a rebounder.
Yeah.
And then in Toronto, they made him a three-point shooter, and now he's not around the rim enough.
Yeah.
So, and I'll say this. The catalyst in this entire game is going to be Lowry. Because when Lowry has like a 1-for-8 game, and like you were saying, from three-point range, he's not hitting that step-in three on the run, and only gives you about 10, 12 points, they're a totally different team than the other night when he had 35. And when he gets hot, he makes his first couple shots.
And it's the same with the Rockets, because if Gordon doesn't play well, they tend to suck.
you expect your stars to perform. You expect Kawhi and James to step up. Yep. But
Gordon is kind of a role player. I get it. Well, I mean, he's a starter in a lot of ways too.
It's interesting though. Would you compare Kawhi to Gordon, or would you compare him more to CP3? So it's obviously Leonard and James Harden.
Right.
But on that second level, the next man up, or next man on the list.
Probably CP3.
For the Rockets, it's obviously CP3. Yep. And for the Raptors, it's Lowry.
Okay. Yeah, so I was going to say, and we don't have to do Clyde's work for him because he's not doing the game tonight, but you could do the picks to click and just say the obvious choice would be Kawhi and James, which Clyde would pick. So then we could move on and we could say Lowry versus Eric Gordon. Because that statistically right there, when you go down the list, whoever wins that battle...
Lowry and Gordon or Lowry and CP3?
I'm sorry, Lowry and CP3.
Yeah.
And battle of the point guards, however you want to bill it and set it up. But whoever wins that battle, and then if you want to go one step forward, then I'd say Gordon for the Rockets and Siakam for the Raptors, the way he's been playing. You watch the second and third options and see how they do. That could decide the game for you.
Okay. Interesting. Hey, right now, I want to tell you guys about GetUpside because I don't want you guys leaving money on the table. And I mean, not a real table, but unless you're eating at like Wendy's or Popeyes or one of the hundreds of restaurants around town, you might be. But y'all, GetUpside is an app that is totally free to download. And its sole purpose for existence is to get you cash back on the stuff you're already buying, like gas and food. There are over 500 gas stations around town where you can use GetUpside and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back. But wait, there's more. If you put in promo code Barry when you download this free app, you will get an extra bonus on your first fill up through the GetUpside app. My wife got 30 cents a gallon on her first fill up using the app. That's a lot of money. If someone walked up and said, hey, here's $5 in your pocket while you're pumping gas, you'd take it. You absolutely would. So why are you not getting Upside and getting that cash back every time you fill up? You're leaving money at the pump. Download GetUpside, put in promo code Barry. Also, you can use it at hundreds of restaurants around the city. There's Wendy's, Popeye's. Chris Householder said he used it at Popeye's yesterday and got 25% cash back on his meal. Why would you leave that free money laying around? Download GetUpside. And look, these restaurants, these gas stations, they want your business. That's why they're there. That's why they're putting out these offers for you, because they want you to come and frequent them. But you have to get it through the app. You can't just walk up and get these discounts. Only through GetUpside can you get this cash back offer. Like I said, it's a free download. Use your debit card when you make your purchase and then just upload the receipt. You're good to go. It is so easy. I actually downloaded and installed it while I was sitting at the pump and then was able to take advantage of it right away. So check it out. It's called GetUpside. It is in the App Store, iTunes, or Google Play. Make sure you put in promo code Barry. Get that extra savings with promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. It's called GetUpside. Get cash back and thank me later.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. 90 in the books. 90 still to go. Usual Suspects, big show right here on ESPN 97.5. And you know we like to give back to you guys, the listeners, the suspects, the loyals, the people we love. The 97.5% of you that we love. See what I did there? Mm-hmm. And the 2.5% that like to do what they do. With that being said, we promised you and we are going to come through once again. We are going to now give away two tickets for Ice Cube's show at the House of Blues next Thursday, March 14th.
Yay, yay!
Listen closely. I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. We're going to have, starting with caller 50, to give everybody a fair chance on the stream and otherwise. Starting with caller 50, you have to be at least caller 50 and have the right answer to this trivia question, which is, in the movie Boys in the Hood, Ice Cube was in the movie. What character did he play?
Oh, I know.
Yay, yay. You're not going to get a chance to answer.
I can't
caller
win.
50 with the right answer. You get two tickets to see Cube next Thursday, 713-780-3776. You can call, and you can call now. And again, good luck.
Caller 50. Get it.
And by the way, if you don't win the tickets and you want to go see Cube, LiveNation.com has your tickets. It's almost sold out, but it's going to be a small venue, intimate show. Great, great place to see a concert. Ice Cube at the House of Blues next Thursday night. Good luck.
Get it. Don't stop. Get it.
I see what you did there, too. Okay. Granado doesn't, but I do.
Somebody asked me, what the hell is this? Because Chris Householder sent me a tweet of his Get Upside. He's been using the app because I mentioned the Popeyes thing. Mm-hmm. And he showed me how much money he's already gotten just using it twice. Dude's almost got $10 just using it twice.
That's sweet.
Like $10. Like somebody just walks up like, yeah, I'm telling you, man.
He's also a mean guy at the gym.
Is he?
Yeah. Because he's posting pictures of him with his big ass like Beats by Dr. Dre headset on. And then he's like bragging. He's going, I'm not even playing music. I just don't want anybody to bother me.
Really?
Yeah, he's that guy.
Wow.
He's in the gym and doesn't want anybody talking to him, so he puts the headphones on with no music.
That's strange.
I could see you doing that.
I would totally do that. But I would have music on.
I wouldn't, and I also wouldn't be wearing the big headset. I'd be wearing buds.
Oh, no, I would wear these. I run in these.
These actual headsets,
because they're Bluetooth. I just take the cord out, put the battery in, and run with them. But they're noise canceling. I like that better.
Yeah, but I got the Beats buds with noise canceling. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they have noise canceling in the buds.
I'm pretty sure they do. I know that. It sounds like you can hear your own brain. They're so airtight on your ears with the buds.
There's no way we got to 50 already.
No, they're still going.
I don't believe him. Are you telling me he got to? You don't have to say it off air. Tell the truth, Nick. Did he get to 50?
I saw him answer and hang up.
Are we sure? I want to make sure that was fair for the streamers.
Yeah. He did.
Okay.
He did.
I want to make sure.
For sure.
Because God will never hear the end of it. Everyone's telling us how to do our job.
It's just another day that ends with a Y.
Somebody said, laughing my ass off, all that, and I missed the question.
So they got to 50 and they missed the question?
Either that or they were the one bitching about how to do it for the streamer and then they didn't hear the question. Yeah.
Wow.
You blew it. OG Took said, damn, I was number 46. Well, he got up there then. Okay, good. Wanted to make sure it was fair.
And at least David was out there giving the actual number of the caller instead of Trey going, yep. Nope. Sorry.
You did it. You lied.
30. Sorry, no. 20. Never. Okay. Hi, who's this?
See, that's not Trey. Trey's just the opposite. Trey wants to have a...
Hi, ESPN Radio, you're calling number one. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I hope you're having a good day.
And then the guy bitches at Trey for not winning. Well, maybe next time. We'll keep you in mind next time.
For anything, he like is apologetic and has a conversation. The guy's like, tell this guy he sucks and his take's bad. He goes, what's that? Why do you think it sucks? Because, you know, I was thinking that, you know, Dale Jr. was a guy that I would throw into that. And I'm not talking auto racing. I think that Oasis is the best band. Who do you think? What's your take on that? My Bloody Valentine, too. Yeah. I hate that crap. Well, now you've pissed me off, sir.
Now I must fight
now
you.
Now I'm going to have to come at you hard.
Poor Trey. Poor guy.
Dude, he was so fired up that he got that interview with the Indy 500 champ.
Well, good for him. That is a good
gift. I was so happy for him. Yeah, he was ecstatic. And you can tell because anybody that walked through the door of the station, he was like, hey, guess what I get to do? And I was just like, is this a trick question? And he's like, no. And I was happy for him. He loves racing.
That's awesome.
Yep. So good deal there.
Yeah.
All right. So we were talking a little bit about the Rockets. It should be interesting to see how that goes tonight. I guess in our discussions about NBA basketball, we have to cover this because I'm tired about the national media just draining every bit of it. The Lakers are now done. They lost again last night to the Clippers. I mean, Kuzma's got to throw LeBron into the right place to be the right to be. He was lazy on defense.
Yeah.
Even though he had a good stat line, 27-7-6. I mean, and they were resting Ingram. And the thing that I tweeted out last night is how ridiculous is it that because of the acquisition of one player, Luke Walton will be out of a job. He didn't get to pick any of the players. They took all these guys on one-year deals just to get through this year, so they have all that cap money. And LeBron's going to end up picking his coach. You can say what you want with Jeannie Buss's comments yesterday about how it was just so unfair that none of the trade rumors were anywhere near accurate and all these guys got their feelings hurt and it bothered the chemistry of the team. You're grown-ass men playing basketball, getting paid for it. It's part of the deal. But let's not try and – I love it if New Orleans pulled the wool over their eyes and just let them along because they're fully capable of doing that.
Yeah. What I don't understand is, that, to your point about you go and get LeBron and you know you're going to not – you know you're not at a championship level yet just because you got him. You've got work to do. So, yeah, the rumors about firing the coach and the rumors about going out and putting some Band-Aids on and with the Carmelo Anthony deal as a possibility in the works. Like, if you know all that, why are you trying so hard to make it better in season? Just be like, look, this is going to suck.
Yeah.
It's going to suck for a year. You're not going anywhere, Luke. We're not getting you any help, LeBron. We're going to do this again in the offseason when we're going to add other guys. But until then, this is your team. This is it's going to be painful. But suck it up, Buttercup. This is how it's going to be for the year. But then they try to put, maybe Carmelo Anthony in a trade. And I get the trade for Anthony Davis because that would make a little more sense, especially if he was willing to stay long term.
That's the thing. Stick to the plan and the course that you've set out. Don't go changing midstream and suddenly go. And here, because I hold true to this. If LeBron doesn't get hurt and miss about a month, I still think they're in the playoffs. I think that they find a way because they were playing at a really good level. They had some chemistry going. The trade rumors hadn't come out yet.
What's their record since he's been back?
It's awful.
Well.
But I'm saying at that point.
You can't assume it would be great before the injury.
Go look at what the record was until he got hurt. They were beating Golden State on national TV. They were playing their asses off. They were winning a whole bunch of games we didn't think they were going to win. And then all of a sudden, in succession, he gets hurt. He misses a lot more time than they thought. He had never been hurt like that before. And then right about the trade deadline comes, and they start rumoring that five of their guys are going to go. Those guys go in the tank.
But I'll remind you that may be true, but it's a very young team, a la Sacramento, who started off gangbusters and is now tumbling in the standings. So you can't just assume that the Lakers wouldn't have done the same thing had LeBron stayed healthy, because he still is surrounded by a bunch of what-ifs.
Yeah.
It would be a lot harder to sustain that. I mean, again, this isn't Cleveland where you had a Kevin Love and you had other proven veterans. This team, a lot of this team is young cats that you can't rely on. And Rondo isn't somebody that you look at and think, well, you should be able to stay afloat with that guy.
No, well, Rondo's... He's a veteran, and he was playing really well there. But that's what I was saying. For these young kids, they had built they were starting to build a chemistry. Everybody, they were getting to know him. He was getting to know them. But in the meantime, they were winning games. So if they kept up with that, you could see them building on that. Instead, he goes away for over a month, and when you bring him back, now you're supposed to pick up where you left off, and they're just not there yet. Obviously, mentally, that was tough for them because a trade rumor was tough for them.
Yeah. I just don't think that you can assume it, but...
I'm just throwing it out there on either side, but I think my own personal feeling is.
So he went out what?
It was a game in December that he went out on a Saturday night game. His
last game was Christmas.
Yeah.
And then he comes back February 5th. Oh, no, sorry. January 31st was his first game back. And so in that time. In that time. So he missed a month. But leading up to Christmas, I mean, they had lost 3 out of 4. They like 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, they were 3-4 until he went out.
They were beating Golden State handily when he went down.
Right, and they won that game.
Yep.
But they were still 3-4 in their last 7 going into that. So you can't just, I mean, it wasn't like they were just running roughshod on the league. They started off hot.
You could see them gaining momentum. Well, actually, no one gave them a snowball's chance in hell of beating the Warriors on Christmas night like that, and they were punishing him until he got hurt. And they, like you said, they still won the game. Rondo played big in that game.
I mean, I'm looking at their record. Dude, there was really nothing. Like, when you look at it, I said they started off hot. That's not true at all. They lost five of their first seven. They had a nice little run there where they won, you know, seven of eight or something like that. But it's just they've been real inconsistent all year. I'm looking through the schedule. I don't know. I think that's this team, that what you're seeing is what they are. They've kind of been like, I mean, they had a nice little run, like I said, where they won. They beat Minnesota, Sacramento, Atlanta, Portland, lost to Orlando, and then beat Miami, Cleveland, and Utah. So that's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of eight? There's nothing else on the schedule like that the rest of the year. Okay. So I don't know. I mean, you're right, though. It's tough to predict it if he doesn't go down the chemistry, but I just think they kind of are what.
Because remember, Ball has been in and out all year. That's been a big problem.
Yeah.
Because then it's, you know, Rondo's in the lineup, then he's not. Then lately he's trying to start both of them, but then he goes out again. So they've had their share of injuries, but the one guy you didn't expect to get hurt is the guy that's been so reliable his whole career, in LeBron.
Yeah.
And that dictates a lot in terms of chemistry and all the different things. Momentum can be built big when he's rolling. Because we've seen him carry teams. So.
They are 4-9 since his return.
They have been really, really, really bad.
Awful.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. Hour number two, 3-hour show. And if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. I do want to tell you before the break, Josh Pesikoff and his staff doing a great job over at Infuse Energy. And how do I know? Well, because I switched. And when I switched, I thought, well, I'll give it a shot because, of course, they're good friends of the show. But, man, oh, man, have they saved me money. I look at my bills for the previous company that I did energy work with, and now I look now and I go, Infuse has taken thousands off my bill. Their customer service people are fantastic, and they are dedicated to making sure you are happy. They check back with you. They do so many things that make your life easier, because you don't want to be worried about, when does this contract expire, and when it expires, does my rate go way up, and why am I paying so much more? You get a weekly breakdown email of your energy usage, what your bill's going to be, the hours of the day and the average hours every day, where you use the most energy, where you use the least. They keep you informed at all times, so you're never in the dark, and they're giving you all the information you need to make rational choices about why you switch to Infuse and how good they can be for you. Check them out at InfuseEnergy.com, or better yet, call them 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit, and you go from there. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that always has your back, and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of hour number two, but the good news is there's still hour number three in the 3-hour extravaganza we call The Usual Suspects. Always appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 5:30 today, because we're going to have college basketball. We're going to have Kansas at Oklahoma starting at 5:30. So the Blitz will be on from 4 to 5:30, so you get half a show. But hey, you can also go out and see them, because they are going to be at the Twin Peaks Kirkwood at I-10. So you can go out and see Fred, AJ, and Aaron, and see the Blitz up until 5:30, and then maybe hang out with them a little bit before they leave. And that is Kirkwood at I-10, the Blitz on location, Twin Peaks. And oh, by the way, Trey will be running the board tonight for the Kansas-Oklahoma game. So if you need dating advice, call the station after 5:30 and ask for Trey. I'm sure he'll be chatty.
That's my bad. I think I might have said the wrong game. I'm the one who told Joel Oklahoma. Jesus. It's A&M versus South Carolina, and that's my bad because I told Joel.
I thought that was strange. There you go. So A&M South Carolina is the basketball game.
Well, you were yelling at me in the commercial break, Barry.
Me?
My God.
And so I was distracted, and you made me all just
flustered.
Just put it down on the long list of mistakes that HR. Nick has made.
I'd never make a mistake. That was my first mistake of the day.
Just, by the way, this bastard to my left.
Me? Why do I get on the list?
Because you've already sent your way back Wednesday list, Joel, and it's not even 3 o'clock yet.
Well, here's what you have happened.
Cheating ass Joel.
The last couple weeks you screwed me over because you were waiting on the topic, and I'm waiting on the text, and I'm waiting on the topic, and the next thing you know, you send me very, very pointed emails talking, putting me in my place, saying, Sorry, bitch. Nick's got four of those songs. Go back and change. So I was like, you know what? I'm not leaving anything to chance. You picked the topic. You got your list right there.
Okay.
Boom.
All right. You
suck it, like you would say.
I mean, Barry was the one who like sent a quick email the last time, right?
That's what I'm saying.
You really have
2 weeks in a row. He started pulling that.
You shut your hole.
Honestly, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I don't know it at all. By the way, other things to clean up from the text line. Several people are trying to remind me that the Lakers were in fourth before LeBron went down. That's great. And Sacramento was in the top four as well, guys. You missed my point. My point is there's no guarantee that that team stays there if he stays healthy, because we've seen the Sacramento Kings fall. Like Joel pointed out, the Spurs were up there for a while. You got to listen to the whole show, not just the bits and pieces you want to hear.
No, and here's the other thing.
You got to listen to the whole show.
What the show is all about is discussion. Educated discussion. Point, counterpoint. Take a side. Sometimes we agree. Sometimes we don't. Doesn't mean either one of us is wrong, any of the three of us. But we're going to give you what we think.
Nick's always wrong.
I knew that was coming. And then let you guys digest it, marinate on it, and pick your own
side.
Well,
but my point is I was saying that you can't guarantee it. And I used Sacramento as an example in my point that they were up there in the top four and have fallen now out of playoff contention. So, or out of the top eight, not contention. They're still in. But it could happen to the Lakers, too. So, yeah.
And that's why, I'm glad you finally agree with me that the Lakers would have been a playoff team if LeBron never got hurt. That's what I was saying all along. Oh, that's right. You didn't say that. I thought I had you, but it's all right.
No, just
throwing it out there for these peeps that, you know, again, be passionate about the discussion. Don't be passionate to be a D-bag and take a shot. We agree to disagree sometimes. It's with the way it goes down.
I think people are just trying to get under my skin now on the text line.
Shocker.
Because someone just texted and said, quit comparing the Kings to a team with LBJ. Dude, some of y'all really have issues mentally. Do you not understand the point that I'm making? I'm not comparing the Kings to LeBron James. I'm comparing their status or their location in the playoff standings. I'm using it as an example to say you can't guarantee that. Man, some of you guys are dense. I don't understand how you don't get that. That's so easy and so simple. I'm not suggesting that I'm right, that if he stays healthy, that they fall. I'm just using that as my example to make a point.
Here's a couple things for you. One, LeBron James doesn't make the playoffs without a team. So it's the Lakers.
Yeah.
All right? So he's still got to get the guys around him to contribute. That was the challenge. And again, and I'm defending Barry, even though it was just a conversation we were having where I disagreed because I thought the Lakers would be a playoff team. The other thing you need to keep in mind, if you don't want to use the examples Barry gave you, the LA Clippers were a top four team for most of the first half of the season and beyond.
Thank you, Joel.
They pulled the parachute. They made a trade. They're not even close.
Thank you, Joel.
They're one of the teams
Stop comparing the Clippers to LeBron James, Joel, because I don't know how to listen.
Jesus.
Do you want to do this audio?
Yeah, you know what?
I'm getting angry.
It's pretty funny, because here's the thing. A lot of times what we talk about is, again, we bust each other's chops.
Yeah.
We have some fun with each other. But we also like to point out when there are instances in broadcasting when it's so refreshing to get announcers, especially ex-players, because they're locker room days, that aren't afraid to tell everybody what they really feel instead of being politically correct and sticking with the company line. We've talked about Steve Smith in the past, the former receiver from Carolina.
Yes.
He is on NFL Network now. He does not hold back in terms of opinions. If you remember, he was the guy that said, because Michael Irvin was giving him a hard time about his pants.
Bring that up.
And he was like, hey, Michael, next time in California, you talk about my pants, I'm going to bust your ass. And Michael Irvin was like, looking at him, and Marshall Faulk's like, he's not kidding.
He's not joking,
and then
bro.
Two shows later, they came back to him and he's like, hey, Michael, I went to a D1 university in route running. You went to a JC. He wouldn't stop getting on Michael Irvin. So,
he's a lot like Nick, where once he's mad, you're not going to get him unmad. He's just mad and he's going to stay mad.
And that's everybody.
Yeah.
If you're in his wake, you're in line for getting one. So with that being said, they were doing the combine and he was working with Rich Eisen and they started talking about Jason Witten and his comeback. And in typical Steve Smith fashion, he did not hold back.
I don't know. Jason Witten came back. Steve, any thoughts?
Let's roll. You want the truth about that, or you want me to let that go?
No, I want the truth.
No, about you, not Witten.
Oh, okay. No, I'm good.
That's what he meant.
Oh, okay. I thought Steve was telling me maybe there was a surprise coming our way.
Oh, no,
here.
There's not no surprise. I'm actually good on TV, so I'm just going to stay here.
So you knew it. advance that Rich Eisen, it was just like us, something that they were probably talking about off air. And both the other guys knew what he could say, but didn't expect that he would say. And Rich Eisen was like, no, 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 not Whitten you. And then he said it anyway.
Talk about shots fired. Pew, pew. Wow. No, I'm actually good on air.
Wow. On TV.
On TV.
Or on TV. I love that. I love that.
It was fantastic. And that's who Steve Smith is. Good for him.
Yeah, he don't care.
No.
Talk that mess.
And you know
what?
Say it with
the chest, Steve. Good for you.
I would say good on Whitten if he came out and someone asked him about it and just said, you know what, fellas? I thought it was going to be my thing, and it wasn't. Not only did I miss football, but I knew I wasn't great at it. People would respect him a lot more, I think.
I do too.
Yeah.
If he just, hey, I screwed up. I'm not good. I'm not the best speaker. I know football, but I have a hard time.
I figured if I just stuck to my X's and O's and what I knew.
Big words baffle me. And
tried to pull a rabbit out of my head.
Yeah, idioms are a problem for me. But I feel like if you own it a little bit and just kind of, this is who I am. I'm goofy and I say the wrong stuff a lot. That goes off. If you're genuine about yourself and you're self-aware. Now, I will say, I think at times he was that way. Because I remember hearing him say things like, well, you know, I've messed up in the past or something. So he's been self-aware and to a degree. But I think you almost have to go out of your way to let people know you know.
I always go back to this analogy. When you look at the verdict of public opinion, Andy Pettit was forgiven a whole lot quicker than Roger Clemens.
Yes.
If you just admit you were wrong, people forgive you. If you fight it, it's going to stick with you a lot
longer. Like when you got
longer.
A whooping, right? Like when you got a whooping as a kid. If you just tell me, we'll get it over with. But if you lie, it's going to be worse.
Yeah, and if I find out, you're going to get 10 of them instead of the first one for admitting you did it right away.
Somebody asked, who do y'all think should replace Whitten on Monday Night Football? We'll give you our answers after this.
Perfect. There you go. 2 hours in the books, 1 hour still to go. It's the final hour of the Big Show coming up next. ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.